Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is July 10th, 1956, and the title is A Killer Quits. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure! Here's romance! Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West!
Cisco! The sheriff! He is getting closer!
This way, Pancho! Vamano!
The Cisco Kid! The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, A Killer Quits. With the growth of the cattle business in the old Southwest came a proportionate increase in outlaws. Road agents, rustlers, crooked gamblers, all heard about the money from afar and came flocking after it. Many counties, because of unpreparedness, were unable to cope with the outlaws. Other counties, such as Alkali County, met the situation as did the sheriff of that region. As our story opens, Sheriff Duncan, a large, fleshy man with pink cheeks and an air of well-being, is riding his horse into a grove of trees at the foot of a mountain range a couple of miles out of town.
Oh, yeah. Howdy.
Buenas tardes, señor Sheriff.
You the Cisco Kid, I take it?
Si, señor Sheriff. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Howdy, Pancho. Reckon I heard about you, too.
Pancho hopes some of it good.
Yeah, some of it was.
Some of it was.
Cisco, I sent word to you to meet me here, because I've been told you're always ready to help out the law.
Whenever possible, señor Sheriff.
And others say you and your partner here are just plain outlaws.
Oh, that is not true.
Nothing true about it, señor Sheriff.
Well, if I believed it, I wouldn't be here.
What do you want to see us about?
There's been some cattle rustled in this county. There'll be more cattle rustled because Rance Wigan and his gang is around here now.
Oh, that hombre a bad hombre. Rance Wigan a killer.
Sure, he is. Have you proof that he is the rustling cattle, Señor Sheriff?
No, I ain't, Cisco. I don't know just how to get the proof. You see, I'm sheriff of this county, but I didn't want the job in the first place. I'm a cattle rancher. It's my business. But nobody else wanted to be sheriff, so I said I'd run for election.
You're not a good sheriff, huh?
Pancho, that is not polite.
Just about say that himself, Cisco.
Very well. He can say it if he wishes. We cannot. So what you want Pancho and me to do, Señor Sheriff, is get some proof against these rustlers.
And bring in the rustlers.
Well, yes. And I got a hunch the rustlers will hit somewhere tonight.
Is Rance's brother Harry with the gang?
I believe he is, Cisco.
Can't you remember Cisco have a fight with that Harry Wigan a long time ago?
Is Doc Freed with the gang, also Tom Dane?
Yeah, they're both here, too.
Then, Señor Sheriff, you really are up against a wild, desperate gang.
Well, will you help me?
Si, gladly. I would like nothing better than to land that gang. Pancho and I will ride to the cafe now, Sheriff, to look things over and to listen. Let us be going, amigo.
So Rance told you what was what, huh, Doc?
I sure did, the coyote. Said I was spending too much time gambling in this here cafe instead of being out spotting new herds of cattle.
You told him the sheriff's got the best herds around.
Rance has been cracking the whip too much lately. I'm sick of it.
Yeah? What are you going to do about it?
First thing Rance knows, Tom, I'm going to take over the gang myself. But before that...
Yeah?
Know who them two hombres are over at the corner table?
Sure I know. That's the Cisco Kid and his partner.
Yeah, that's right.
You've been looking us over pretty sharp, too, Doc.
I'll let them look. They don't hurt us. Now, listen, Tom. Rance's brother Harry's in the back room playing poker.
Well?
Rance told him to be back to camp at 8 o'clock tonight, so we'll have to be leaving soon. Now, if only we can work it to gun down Harry and make Rance think it was Cisco who done it.
And then Rance would go after Cisco.
The chances are Cisco would get Rance. Cisco's like a streak of lightning on the draw.
Not bad, Doc. Not bad at all. And you could take over the whole gang.
Well, that's the idea. Hey, look, there goes Harry.
He didn't see Cisco.
No, but Cisco saw him. There's Cisco and his partner leaving the table. Reckon they'll trail Harry to find out what he's up to. This is our chance, Tom. It's shaping up better than I hoped it would. Come on.
Catch up to Harry Wiggins, Cisco?
No, I do not want to do that, amigo. All I want to do now is to trail him long enough to find out where he is going.
Find his hideout, huh?
Si. If these hombres are going to rustle cattle tonight, amigo, we may as well know about it.
Why not, Cisco? No use to wait.
No use at all.
Where did that sheriff go?
I do not know. But if he has as many cattle as the talk back in the cafe would indicate, he is likely to lose some of them.
Banditos rustle the sheriff's cattle, huh?
Si, these banditos would. It's just the sort of thing that Coyote Doc Freed would do.
He's the brains of the gang.
You could call him that, Pancho. Well, this trail leads straight north. The stronghold of the gang must be in those mountains ahead of us.
It must be. Where the sheriff's rancho, Cisco?
It is in this general direction, so perhaps...
Who do that shooting?
Oh, yeah, who?
Who look. It come from ahead of us, Cisco.
Listen, let us see if there's more.
Pancho's not here the more.
We'll find out about that up there. Come on.
Hold on, we're going to go. We better get there fast, Cisco. It'll be dark very soon, and then we not can see much.
This is fast enough, Pancho. I do not want to ride into an ambush. Besides, it will not be dark for some minutes yet. Look up ahead of us. Oh, there.
Oh, look. There's a body on the ground.
See, and I'm almost sure that is Harry Wiggin.
Look like him to Pancho, too. That's who it is. It's Harry Wiggin. He dead, Cisco?
Say, I wonder who killed him and why.
He maybe robbed somebody, Cisco. Get in a fight with somebody. And they dry gold shit.
Could be it. On the other hand... Careful, Pancho. Here are some riders.
Hold up!
Uh-oh. The sheriff and some riders.
What's going on here? Oh, it's you, Cisco.
Si, Sheriff. By the looks of things, this man was murdered. Shot down from ambush.
Yeah. Oh, Harry Wiggin, huh?
Si.
How do you and your partner happen to be here, Cisco?
We saw this hombre leave the cafe, and we were trailing him to find the outlaw camp. Just a few moments ago, we heard shots, and then we found him lying there.
Didn't you tell me there was hard feeling between Cisco and this Harry Wiggin, Pancho?
Pancho not tells you it was hard feeling, Sheriff. And Pancho tells you to have a fight. A long time ago.
If you think I killed him, Sheriff, you are very wrong. The truth is just what I have told you.
Well, I don't know, Cisco. I asked for your help, but I hadn't figured on anything like this.
Cisco not kill that hombre, senor sheriff. Cisco not kill him.
I wish I could believe that, but I can't. Catching cattle rustlers is one thing, but murder is something else. You two get your hands up.
Pancho, when I give the word, run for your horse.
Si, Cisco.
Senor sheriff, you are wrong. But I am not going to argue with you. Instead, I'm going to knock that gun on your head.
Hey!
Run, Pancho. I'll be right with you.
Thunder, I ain't going to stand for that.
Up by your horse, Pancho, quick.
That worked out mighty good, Doc.
It sure did, Tom. Couldn't have worked out any better if I'd have planned the whole thing out ahead of time, step by step.
Harry rode right into it.
And wait till Rance hears the Cisco kid got it.
That'll be a great joke on Cisco.
I got a hunch I'll be head of this gang before another sun sets, Tom.
Yeah, I wouldn't wonder, Doc. There's only one thing.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, suppose that Cisco kid should get the idea of tracking us. You tell me he's the smartest tracker in the whole country.
He ain't gonna do any tracking tonight, even if there's some moonlight. And I reckon him and Rance will be at each other's throats before daylight. Careful what you say now.
Woo. Hoover. You better do most of the talking, Doc.
You leave it to me. Yeah, Rance is in his cabin.
Well, what do you want? Where you been? In that cafe, gambling, shooting off your mouth?
We ate in the cafe, Rance. We didn't do no gambling.
Or talking, either.
Well, what do you want now? Come on, speak up.
We, We got some mighty bad news for you, Rance.
Well?
Harry's dead.
What's that?
The Cisco kid got him, Rance. Laid for him at the north end of town and got him.
Are you telling me the truth?
That's right, Rance, so help me.
Cisco got him, Rance. We was riding out behind
him.
Yeah,
when we heard shooting, we rode up fast and saw Cisco and his partner getting away.
Why didn't you go after him?
Well, because we thought at first Harry was just wounded and we wanted to stop and help him, but I know where Cisco's camp is, Rance.
So that sidewinder got Harry. That sneaking coyote of a Cisco kid.
Right, Gulch.
Doc, you turn out half a dozen of the boys and come with me. Tom, you stay here in camp with the rest of them. Just in case the sheriff decides to pay us a call. Now get going.
Right.
He fell for it, Doc.
Yeah, sure he fell for it. Now listen, Tom. As soon as we ride out of here, you take a few of the boys and ride out for the sheriff's ranch. Start cutting out some of his cattle.
All right, but...
But what?
Well, Rance may not like it.
Rance ain't going to be alive come daylight. Now do as I say and I'll join you as quick as I can.
Have we got everything, Pancho?
We got everything, Cisco.
All right, then, let us put out this campfire. Throw sand on it, Chico. You sure it is completely covered with sand?
The fire is out.
Bueno.
Where we ride to now, Cisco?
Right now, we'll ride back near the town, leave our horses and walk into the town.
See what we hear?
See, Pancho. Or shall we say, to hear what we hear?
To hear what we hear. Find that the sheriff have a posse after us.
Not only that, amigo, but to hear what the talk is about Rance Wigan and what he plans to do about the death of his brother.
Well, Rance Wigan not like that, Cisco.
Indeed, he will not. You make somebody pay for that, you can depend on it. Up there, come on.
Oh, logo. Then anyway, it's a good moon tonight. We see what we're doing.
See ya. Wait, Pancho, hold on.
Hold on. What about Cisco? Why we stop, huh?
Good thing we broke camp when we did.
Riders come this way.
Si, Chico. There is the sheriff with the posse. Let's ride this way. Come on, Diablo.
Yeah. Come on, look. Go.
Hey, there they are, boys. After them.
It's a good thing we got the fast horses, Chico.
We will not worry about their catching up with us, Pancho.
Diablo, ha! Go, go now.
Hey, let's stay at this point, Pancho. You're hemmed in by high walls on each side. Another mile or so, we'll be out of this pocket.
Pancho, be glad for that. Pancho, like this, Cisco.
A few more bends in the trail, and we will... Ah, Santos, hold up.
Hold. Now what's the matter, Cisco?
What's the matter? Look ahead of us, Pancho.
More riders. Then there's the sheriff and the posse.
Costa, they are behind us. Pancho. Madre mia, there is Rance Wigan and his gang.
There's Cisco and his partner now. Pouring into a boys.
All we can do, Pancho, is stay here and fight it out with both parties. We cannot escape in either direction.
And it looks like certain capture or certain death for Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, A Killer Quits. Doc Freed, brains of the Rance Wigan gang, hates Rance and plots to take over the leadership. To this end, he shoots and kills Rance's brother Harry from ambush and tells Rance Cisco did it. At once, Rance and some of his men, including Doc, start out after Cisco. The outlaws meet our friends on a narrow trail and open fire. Cisco and Pancho cannot turn back because the sheriff's posse is coming up behind them. Now...
Santos, what we do, Cisco? Bandidos ahead of us and the sheriff's posse behind us.
There's almost no cover in this trail to protect us from those bullets. Down off your horse, Pancho.
I can only lay down flat in the trail, Cisco.
That is just about all, but at least it is something.
We open fire on them, Cisco?
We'll give them a shot or two. Just to let them know we are not going to surrender.
We let them know.
Fire over their heads, Pancho. Do not hit anyone.
You may as well quit, Cisco. You can hold out only so long.
Is the sheriff?
We have no intention of quitting, Sheriff.
They ain't giving up to you. When they do quit, Sheriff, they're quitting to me.
It's Rance Wigan.
Cisco killed my brother, Harry, and I'm getting him for that.
You're a lie, Bandito. Cisco not killed your brother, not killed nobody.
So
So that is what he thinks, Pancho.
Those words come closer all the time, Cisco.
See, they are getting the range. It'll only be a matter of moments, Pancho, before we are hit.
Pancho doesn't like the sound of that.
Nor do I.
That bullet just missed Pancho.
That settles it. Pancho, we are going to get out of here.
But how, Cisco? We're not going to go ahead, and we're not going to go back.
Then we will have to ride our horses up these banks, amigo.
The banks too steep.
Yeah, they are steep. There's no question of that. But our only chance is to ride our horses up those banks to the trail above.
We'll get you, Cisco. Sure as anything, we'll get you.
That I doubt, bandido. When you say I killed your brother, you are wrong. I intend to prove that to you. After the next gunshot, Pancho, make a run for your horse. Then follow me.
Yes, Cisco.
Now. This way, Diablo. Up the bank. Get the car.
Aim for you, Logo. Up the bank, I hope.
Up, Diablo. Come on.
Go, Logo. Go, Logo. Oh, we make it, Chico.
Si, Chico. So we did.
Where are we going now?
Right up this trail a ways, amigo, to a point where we can look down on the other trail below us. Then we'll watch those bandidos and see where they go.
Then we follow them?
Perhaps. I intend to find out why Rance Wiggins thinks I killed his brother.
Maybe the sheriff tell him.
No, I do not think so. The sheriff would have no reason to tell Rance that. Come, let us get up the trail.
Thunder, they rode right plumb up to that bank, boys.
Well, what are you planning to do, Rance?
Do go after them, of course. If their horses can get up over that bank, our horses can.
And have Cisco and his partner waiting at the top of the bank to gun y'all down?
They won't be up there now, Doc. They'll be making tracks for a getaway.
Now, don't you fool yourself. Cisco knows how easy it'd be to get all of us from up there.
Doc's right, Rance.
All right, shut up.
I'm running this outfit, and I'll give the orders. However, maybe Doc made a point then.
All right, boys, get up on your horses.
What's that sheriff's posse going
to
do?
It looks to me as if they're going to ride back along the trail the way they came. I reckon the sheriff's scared of meeting you face to face, Rance.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'd say he figured Cisco's ridden back that way.
Well, yeah. Maybe he heard Cisco's horse going in that direction.
Reckon we better follow along behind just in case.
Now, let's get going.
Hey, say, Rance.
Well?
Why don't I ride back to camp?
What's the idea of doing that? You scared to go after Cisco with the rest of us?
No, Rance, I ain't scared. I'm only thinking that Cisco might have ridden that way. Maybe he plans to go to our camp and ransack the place. And there's plenty of valuable stuff there he might get away with.
I gotta hand it to you, Doc. You think of things. All right, then go on back. If you need any help, you can fire some signal shots. We'll most likely be within hearing. Now let's go, boys. Come on. Get up.
Back to camp, nothing. I'm going to help Tom with them cattle.
Get up.
They'll make out to the edge of the bluff just ahead of us, Cisco.
Hey, that is where we will stop, Pancho. Oh, there.
Oh, look, slow down.
Yeah. From here, we can look down on the other trail, see what those bandidos do.
Most likely the bandidos try to find us, huh?
If I were in Rance Wiggins' place, that is what I would try to do, Chico.
But you're not in Rance Wiggins' place, Cisco.
True, I am not.
And Pancho glad, too. Because of you and Rance Wiggins' place.
See?
And Pancho be dodging the bullets right now. And Pancho not like to dodge the bullets.
Yeah, that is something you do not have to do, amigo. Mm. At least not right now. Naketo. Let's see if we can hear anything.
Pancho not hear nothing.
Nor do I. Probably those bandidos went the other way. Shh. Listen.
It's a horse, Cisco.
See. Down on the trail below us. Back out of sight, Pancho. Do not let the rider see you.
Who that rider, Cisco? Rance Wiggins?
I cannot tell just yet. Moonlight is not bright enough for that.
Don't you not think it's Wiggins?
All right, amigo. It is not. It is the one called Doc Freed.
A two-legged coyote, Doc Freed.
Now, just why should Doc Freed be riding back this way all by himself?
Cisco, he in the cafe when we in there.
See. So he wasn't. Pancho, you have given me a thought.
Hmm?
Freed and the other one who was with him, Tom Dane, may have told Rance Wiggins I killed Harry Wiggins.
Yes, Cisco, maybe.
And it also may that they killed Harry Wiggins themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it said that Doc Freed wants to be the head of that gang.
I want to find out more about that Dark Fleet, hombre. We'll follow him, Pancho. Up there, come on.
Hold on. Follow him, Pancho. Go now.
Reckon this is far enough, boys. They've ridden quite a ways. No sign of Cisco and his partner. No tracks of him either. I'm wondering if Doc had the right hunch and if Cisco headed for our camp. I'm also wondering if Doc would have the nerve to go back there and face Cisco alone. Come to think of it, I left Tom in camp. I forgot about that for the time being. And since that's the case, and Doc knew it, boys, Doc Fleet and Tom have got something cooked up between them. And 10-1 it concerns cattle. And perhaps the sheriff's cattle. Doc's talked about them herds enough. So turn around, boys, and we're riding back. We're going to look into this business tonight.
Pancho, think the sheriff lived this way, Cisco?
Si, these are the sheriff's rangelands, Pancho.
Those are the sheriff's cattle.
Si. Doc Fleet, hombre, has ridden straight to this place. Hey, wait, Pancho. Oh, there.
Oh, look. What? Huh?
There are several other hombres out there on the range. You see, Pancho? They're just riding out of the mouth of that canyon.
Pancho, see them, Cisco. They're the rustlers, no?
No doubt about it. This moonlight is fading a little bit, but one of those hombres is Tom Dane.
Si. They cut the good cattle out of that herd and run the cattle up into the canyon.
And they are doing it as quietly as possible so as not to stampede the herd. Let us get around near the mouth of the canyon. And we can take them by surprise.
Did you talk to that Doc Fleet, hombre, Cisco?
I will indeed. Mm-hmm. Oh, Santos Diablo, why did you have to do that?
Who's that? Somebody's been following you, Doc.
By thunder, yes, it's a Cisco kid.
Come on, Pancho, we'll carry the attack to them up there.
Go, Logana, go! Gonna go!
Gonna dance,
right!
You are a poor shot, hombre, I'm glad to say. Into them, Diablo! Down off your horse, Bandito!
Hey, easy! Look out there!
That one down over there, Cisco! Now get the other one!
I will do my best, Pancho!
No, you don't, Cisco! Get away! Get away!
You'll come down the ground also, Doc Fleet!
Get out of here, Pancho!
Listen, the rustlers run away, Cisco!
Hey, that is good. We'll find them later.
Butt in on us, will you, Cisco?
See, hombre?
I ain't fist fighting with you, but I'll gunfight with you. Stand back.
Whatever you say. Go on and draw, Doc Fleet.
That's just what I'm gonna do. Now!
You are not hurt, hombre. My bullet only hit your gun. Pick it up and try again if you want to.
No, I quit, Cisco.
Then perhaps this other hombre.
Don't look at me, Cisco. I ain't stand up in front of any such shooting as that.
Then tell me, quick, which one of you shot and killed Harry Wigan?
I... Doc did, Cisco. He did.
I'll get you for that, Tom, if it takes the rest of my life.
So we do find you here, Doc. By thunder. Cisco!
Get your hands up, Rance Wigan. All the rest of you, too.
You don't think you're going to get away with this, do you, Cisco?
My guns are on you, Wigan. One wrong move from you or any of your banditos and you get my bullets.
Take it easy, boys. I reckon he means that.
You get here just in time, Senor Sheriff.
Well, kind of looks like it. Cisco, put them guns away. You're my prisoner for the murder of Harry Wigan.
No, Senor Sheriff, you are wrong. Here is the hombre who killed Harry Wigan.
Huh? That one there and this one here.
You lie, Cisco.
What about that, you?
Well, I... Easy, Cisco. You're right. Doc got Harry.
So that's how it was. So help me,
careful,
Doc.
Lance. Do not go for that gun. Disarm these banditos, Senor Sheriff, before somebody gets hurt. Then we can finish this talk in your jailhouse.
Hey, only they be inside and we be outside, no? Cisco?
Si, Pancho.
It's a good piece of cake the sheriff's wife gave us.
Very good cake indeed, amigo. But how can you continue to eat after the meal you ate at the sheriff's house is beyond me?
But the senor keeps saying, Cisco, Pancho, more of this.
Si.
Pancho, more of that.
And so you kept on having more of this and that.
Si. It was one of the best meals Pancho ever eat, you know.
Si, si.
A little more cake, please, huh?
I will give you just this small piece, Chico.
Gracias. The sheriff like us so much after the way we helped the sheriff. Pancho not want to hurt his feelings.
You know, he did seem pleased for a fact.
Oh, he pleased, all right. He says now he can pay more attention to his cattle rancho.
He likes cattle ranching.
Si, just the way Pancho liked that cake. Cisco.
Well?
Please, more cake for Pancho. Huh?
Pancho, if you eat any more, you will burst.
Pancho burst?
That is just what you will do.
Well, Pancho not want to burst, Cisco.
Of course you do not.
But pass the cake and get out of Pancho's way.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.